It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you more football here on this Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off this week. Well, for the rest of it, he'll be back on Monday. Ravens, 9.5-point favorites at home against the Denver Broncos. Joining us now to talk about that ball club coming in here in second place in the AFC West from the Denver Post. We haven't spoken to him in a while because he used to cover the home teams around here for the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back to the show Ryan McFadden. Ryan, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just getting ready for the big game on Sunday.
I appreciate the time. Long time no talk. Hope all is well in your world. Now, Denver starts 0-2. Looked like they were going to be one of the worst teams in football. Since then, they've won 5 of 6, including a blowout win at Tampa when it looked like the Buccaneers were going to be one of the best teams in the NFC. What has been a key or two to this turnaround where they go from maybe a team that loses 12 games to a team that right now would be in a pretty strong playoff situation?
So offensively, Bo Nix has done a solid job at limiting the turnovers. They're 5-0 when he does not throw a pick. However, they haven't won a game when he does. So that's been a key part there. That's been a key component to their successes. Bo Nix has done a better job at protecting the football and not putting it in harm's way. And defensively, that's really the story there. Their defense has probably been one of the biggest surprises in the league of how well they have been. And they have been really good in terms of creating pressure, winning their one-on-ones up front. And that helps. And one of the reasons why they've been so good at that department is because their secondary has been playing some solid football. They play a lot of man coverage, and you got guys like Pat Surtain, who's playing an all-pro level right now, Raleigh Moss, who's been a pleasant surprise on the back end as well, and nickel corner Jaquan McMillan. They've been really good in man coverage. And that right there has allowed guys like Zach Allen, Nick Benito, Jonathan Cooper enough time to win their one-on-one matchups and get home at the quarterback. So it's really been those two components. Bo Nix staying out of the interception column, and his defense continues to play at a high level.
Let's stay with the defense, and you mentioned the D-line and the pass rush in general. Like, Lamar doesn't get sacked a lot, only been sacked 12 times this season. But Cleveland was, you know, they're getting him off his spot a little bit, and there were some quarterback hits. Denver has 30 sacks this year. So as we look at a matchup, their front seven versus the Ravens' offensive line, if you're picking an advantage, would it be on Denver's side right now?
I think so, because one of the guys is Nick Benito. I think he's had 6 straight games with a sack, and he's just so fast coming off the edge. He has a lot of speed there. Jonathan Cooper has also been someone who's in a contract year, has been playing a high level. I would give that advantage to Denver, and this goes back to my point. It's just they got so many good guys. Their secondary plays so well, where it's hard to find a guy open down the field, and that's why they've been having that enough time to get there. So if I had to pick an edge, I'm going with Denver's defensive line.
Now you talk about that secondary too. And look, Zay Flowers is doing Zay Flowers stuff. Bateman up until the couple of drops last week had elevated his game. Mark Andrews is playing like the Pro Bowler that you covered a couple years back, and Lamar is playing like an MVP. So the offensive challenges that the if there's a weakness that Baltimore can take advantage of there defensively, what would it be as you see it?
I think this could be an opportunity where the Baltimore Ravens could use their tight ends to their advantage. Mark Andrews is Isaiah Likely. And that's probably my biggest concern there, is because how are you going to defend those guys? Those guys are, big targets in the middle of the field. And if you go back to when the Broncos played the Raiders, Brock Bowers just went off, especially in that first quarter. So I think that's going to probably be one of the weaknesses that Baltimore could exploit, is just using those two big tight ends, and Likely and Mark Andrews to their advantage.
Derrick Henry's chance of success against Denver's run defense. What do we think?
I'll say this. Denver's run defense does not get enough credit as it should. They've been very good. I'll say they've been solid against the run compared to last year, where it was just so easy to generate yards off the Denver's run defense. But this offseason, they added a few pieces, John Franklin Myers. They added Malcolm Roach in free agency, a nice rotational defensive lineman who's helped beefing up that run defense and help them improve better. But, God, that's been the talk here in Denver. It's like, how they're going to stop that? It's going to be a challenge for them, because Derrick Henry's one of, if not the best running back in the NFL right now, and is an MVP candidate. So it's going to be tough. It's because I think when you look at this team, it's like you kind of have to pick your poison here, because you can, stack the box and do whatever you take to try to contain Derrick Henry. However, that might lead to explosives in the pass game. So it's going to be this is really an interesting matchup that I did not think will be have this type of buzz when they were scheduled to play each other at the start of the year.
Ryan McFadden, Denver Post, here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Total Request Thursday. Now, their offense, Denver, you talk about Bo Nix, by the way, named as the Offensive Rookie of the Month for October in the National Football League. Outside of run defense, Ryan, as I'm sure you're aware of, Ravens been a little shaky here defensively, especially in the pass and on third down. So where could an offensive advantage Denver versus Baltimore's defense be starting at 1 o'clock Sunday?
I think it's going to be the passing game. This is where if I'm Sean Payton, I'm going to try to take advantage of Denver's pass defense. Yeah, like you said, they haven't been good. They give up a lot of explosive plays. And got a chance to see a little bit of the Broncos-Carolina game.
Yeah.
They were able to attack Carolina's secondary by doing so, pushing the ball down the field. And that's what something I've been hoping to see out of this offense this year. Because early in previous games, they really rely heavily on the short passing game, the screen game. Even when Bo Nix tried to push the ball downfield, an intermediate or a deep pass game, he was very inaccurate. And he was whether missing targets or, receivers wasn't creating enough separation to make those big plays. But Carolina, I felt like Sean Payton was able to kind of dig in his bag and tricks a little bit, try to add some more rhythm to the down-the-field passing game. And you saw the success they had. So when you look at this matchup, I think that's the key right there. You're going to have to take advantage of that once again. That's their biggest – to me, that's Baltimore's biggest weakness. This is not going to be a game where you think giving Javonte Williams 20 carries is going to give you a win. I think you're just going to have to, punch Baltimore in the mouth early by create those explosive plays in the passing game.
Hey, you mentioned Sean Payton, and I saw I was chirping with Carolina during the game last week, year or two in to his tenure as the Denver coach. How has it all changed for him? Was there any faction of the fan base that didn't like him? I know the Russell Wilson marriage didn't work out all that great. Are people more accepting of Sean Payton and what he's trying to accomplish there with them?
I think you're starting to see Sean Payton is starting to put the guys that he feels fits his vision. That's what you're seeing here year two. This is not a team that's filled with, all like Pro Bowl talent and all pros on defense. On the defense, Pat Surtain's their only first round pick. So you're seeing the fans are starting to see the vision become clear. I think it's helped that Peyton has a quarterback that he picked and he feels that fits his game. And that's no slight to Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson was still solid last year for the Broncos. It's just like, it was just one of those situations where it just didn't mix well between him and Sean Payton. And, you know, that's fine. That's life. They're not going to – and that wasn't Sean Payton's quarterback coming in. Like, Russell Wilson was already in the building when he got hired. So now you're starting to see the vision Sean Payton has for what he wants the Broncos to look like under him. And I think that's helped so far in their success this year.
All right, Ryan, last thing for you. At Baltimore, at Kansas City, then hosting Atlanta. Three teams in very strong playoff situations right now. Denver navigates this with some level of success. Does that mean it's a playoff team here in 24?
I wouldn't say it's – I would say this. If they win two of the three games against Baltimore, KC, and Atlanta, then, yeah, we can talk about playoffs. I'm not saying they won't. I still think I'm actually surprised that we're actually having a conversation right now,
right,
about postseason in the Broncos, given the fact everything that's transpired in the offseason. But I think if Denver wins two of the three games, I think then you can start talking playoffs for this team. If you lose back to back against Baltimore and KC, not all hope is lost, but, you know, it makes it a little bit more challenging. But I think if you win two of the three, I think that gives you, like, you know, increases your hopes that Denver can be a postseason team.
Ryan McFadden, Denver Post. Ryan, great catching up with you. Enjoy the game this weekend, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Ryan McFadden, everybody. He's covered the local teams here for the Baltimore Sun. We'll come back to our picks for tonight's game. Look at the Week 9 schedule for the National Football League. And then Real and Fantasy Football with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He's out there with the beautiful people in L.A. I'm sure they're celebrating still. Dodgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
World champions. Lamar Jackson was named today as the AFC Offensive Player of the Month for October. He had been dealing. Quarterback rating at a perfect quarterback rating against Tampa, even though he missed a couple of throws last week against Cleveland, was still over 100. It's 115 for the year. So Lamar Jackson, in the month, 126.5 quarterback rating, rushed for 193 yards, threw 12 touchdown passes, 1,241 yards, completion percentage of 67.2. And Nolan McGraw, we've been hearing a lot, people saying this is the best he has ever played. And we're talking about a guy that's won two MVPs, including last year. Are you buying that?
Well, it's a little hard to talk about that after the Browns performance.
Correct.
But I think in some ways I would buy into that. Yes. At times this year when they've been at their peak, they're most efficient. he appears to be the best passer he's been. We know the running ability. That's never changed. A little bit of a different approach to the way he runs. He's not looking to take off as soon as the ball hits his hands anymore, but the threat is still very much there, still very much in control when he's in the open field, knows how to protect himself, take care of himself, and get the first down. He always has a nose for that. I think the full picture, this is maybe the best he's looked. It's just a matter of, you know, keeping him upright, the offensive line continuing to gel and get better, and you can't have instances like last week, dropping the ball. You know, look at last year, as great as the offense was, and he had an MVP campaign, that first Steelers game, it was drops all over the place. So you're bound to have a game like that every once in a while, but as soon as it starts snowballing, then the conversation changed.
However, there were two touchdowns that were missed because he overthrew Zay Flowers and Isaiah Likely. So it's not like he's without blame, but given all of that, they were still in a position to possibly win the ball game. But on both sides, the receivers and the DBs did not do the team any favors last week because that ball hit the ground a lot.
Right. And whereas in years past, say the pocket breaks down or things get a little unexpected, he would just roll out and run. Well, now, I mean, he's extending plays and working towards the sideline, just buying as much time as he can, and he's looking to fling it downfield. And very rarely do you see him actually escape the pocket with the ball tucked under, you know, his armpit. I mean, he's got it, and he's examining downfield or even directing guys with his left hand. Hey, go here, come back to me, that sort of thing. He's done that on a couple touchdowns in the red zone as well. I think he looks much more mature overall.
And to that point, the play, you talk about improvising, adapting, extending plays, he did exactly that, but Bateman took one off the old face mask there and, you know, stopped the drive. And that was the same drive where he missed Likely for a possible 85-yard touchdown, too.
Right.
So,
yep.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. By the way, Lamar is not the only award winner at quarterback this Sunday. Bo Nix was the Rookie of the Month offensively in the NFL, as named today by the National Football League. All right, tonight, Houston Texans at the Jets. Jets are 2-point favorites in this game. A game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. Stephon Diggs, unfortunately, out for the year with a knee injury. Houston 6-2, 2-2 on the road. Jets are 2-6, 1-2. Any surprise level at the point spread here? First place team, underdogs on the road against the team that last place, quite frankly, in their division.
Yeah, I mean, what is this a source of? Is this a product of the Diggs injury? I have a hard time believing that that's enough to shift the spread in that sort of direction. I think the only sort of injury that would factor or into a spread like that would be a quarterback injury. I don't know. Is it the home field advantage on a short week? I think this is, look, Vegas knows best, but I think this is an easy decision to pick this one.
All right, well, let's do it. Let's get a standings update before we make our picks. Go ahead.
It's actually close after last week. Bob and Vinny tied for first place, 104 correct picks, 60 incorrect. And I'm not far behind now, only five back, 99-65 on the year.
You trimmed some off the deficit last week, so I know Vinny gave you his picks. Who's he going with tonight?
Vinny's going with the Jets, so he's buying into the Vegas equation here. Didn't provide justification, so I won't speak for him, but he is picking New York. Like I said, I think this is pretty easy. I'm going with the Texans, and they're just the clear-cut better team. I don't care if it's a short week and they're going on the road. Without Diggs, they've got more than enough to beat the Jets. And I, you know, sure, the Jets defense competent at times this year, but not as good as years past or last year. And look, Aaron Rodgers has been terrible. You know, just not reliable at all. Way too many interceptions. Just the exact opposite of what he's been when healthy in recent years.
It seems like it's a sucker's bet. I mean, this is like too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm taking Houston too. And as a matter of fact, I think they might puffy pants them. Weather's not going to be a factor. It's going to be in the 70s around kickoff time. Hell, it's 80 degrees here in Baltimore. I think Houston gets at them and gets at them good. Texans haven't played all that great. So they've been doing 6-2, not blowing people out. Remember, this was a team that was supposed to level up and challenge for the AFC Championship, and they still may. But you can't be losing to teams like the Jets. You know, like the Ravens losing to the Raiders or the Browns, that sort of thing.
Right. And I mean, think back to, you know, you can check the records. I'll do it during the break. But go back to week 8 last year. Were we really having playoff conversations about the Texans? I don't seem to remember that. They really caught fire there down the stretch, and they had to earn their way into the playoffs in week 17 or week 18. It came down to that final game and one final drive. So they've got plenty of time to catch their stride.
All right, real quick schedule for week 9. Denver's at Baltimore. Ravens 9.5 favorites. Cowboys at Atlanta. Falcons -3. Miami's at Buffalo. Bills -6. Raiders at Cincy. Bengals -7. Chargers at Browns. Chargers -1.5. New England's at Tennessee. Titans -3.5. Commanders at the Giants. Washington -4. New Orleans at Carolina. Saints -7. Jacksonville's at Philly. Eagles -7.5. Chicago's at Arizona. Arizona -1.5. Detroit at Green Bay. Big game here. Lions -3.5. Jordan Love wants to play. Will he play? That remains to be seen. Rams at Seattle. Interesting game there in the NFC West. L.A., 1.5-point favorites on the road. Sunday Night Football, Colts and the Flacco factor. At Minnesota, Vikings after a 5-0 start. They have lost 2 in a row. Minnesota is 5-point favorites. However, Monday Night Football, Tampa reeling. They're at Kansas City undefeated. Chiefs 8.5-point favorites. And then the Steelers and 49ers have byes week 9. We'll come back, talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, another Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. And then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock, followed by Thursday Night Football here on 105.7 The Fan. Fox Sports Radio. SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's happening?
What is going on, my friend? Happy Halloween, end of October, end of baseball, and full on into a new era because you have a new wide receiver. Chaos begins.
Oh, yes. I mean, he fills a need. Not really, but it's a luxury to have. We'll get into that in a second. But every time my favorite team wins, Mike, you know, I like to break stuff. Maybe set fires and look for a cop car, turn it over, you know, burn it up a little bit and all that good stuff. But I'm joking, of course, because it's been a while. Orioles haven't won a World Series in over 40 years, and it's been 12 years for the Ravens. But point is, why? Why is it ingrained in the sports fan to just wreak havoc and feel as though my team, my city won, so let's just go full on Armageddon here?
Well, we always have to account for the percentage of dopes in our society.
Correct.
Yeah, there's always that percentage, the lunatic fringe of fans who just want to get a little extra wild. And obviously in Los Angeles, watching the news after I finished my show with Jason Smith, breaking down everything that went on in the World Series, we both were watching along with our producer and texting each other all the reports of mischief. Oh, there's a looting at a Nike store. Hey, there's a couple of cop cars getting rocks and bottles thrown at it. It's like it's just unbelievable. It really is. My daughter told me a great story. She was at her soccer practice, right? She's working out, and they were going to just have a kind of a light workout. So some of them dressed up and, you know, have some fun and play some scrimmages. She scores a goal for a squad, and the fireworks go off. Evidently, the opponents and one of the other teams in the club weren't so pleased with that because they were like, hey, look, we got some fireworks going off because of us. And then they immediately heard sirens. They said, like, 30 seconds later. So she's like, yep, we had a moment. And then we immediately wondered what was breaking down. So, yeah, that's the story of Los Angeles in the wake of the World Series win.
Well, next time the Orioles win the World Series, and hopefully it's soon, remind me, Mike, to go get a velour sweatsuit. I could use one of those at all.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll get it for free.
A pair of Jordans and a velour sweatsuit.
Now, the Dodgers winning the World Championship, they won it in 2020, the COVID year. Is this one more acceptable because it was over 162 in the multiple rounds of the postseason to achieve it than the one 4 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, everything that happened that year kind of gets muted, dismissed, whatever. I mean, they did their best to put together schedules and keep the line moving. And And for some folks, that's just not good enough. Even though all your favorite teams played under the same rules, you know, yeah. The running joke was, well, the Dodgers, the pitching would have broken down eventually, dot, dot, dot. It's like, well, that happened again this year. It didn't matter. They were able to cobble things together. And it was odd. But, yeah, it means a ton to the city, right? We talked about the loss of Fernando Valenzuela last week and everything going on. And then the path that they had to take. I mean, you take down the Padres and both New York teams, it's a pretty arduous task to get through a murderer's row, as you were, even though those bats got silenced. But that's a whole other story. That fifth inning that will live in infamy, it would have only been more appropriate if it was today, given the house of horrors that became to open the doors for the Dodgers to win. But they also get to have a parade. Right. Last time we talked about all these things, and look, I'm not a parade guy, but you know they're estimating 5-6 million people because it's a day off. I don't know why, but a couple of years ago, Bob, maybe it happens out there in Baltimore too. The day after Halloween is now suddenly really actually seen as a holiday. It becomes a local holiday, so the kids aren't in school. So now you have a lot of opportunity to just say, hey. Let's get on that parade route, and I think that's part of it. You really actually get to celebrate this one as opposed to the muted 2020 celebrations.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you, joins us every Thursday. Does Mike, all right, let's get to the NFL. How does a Bears fan reconcile what happened this past Sunday down at FedEx Field with the walk-off Hail Mary, the DB taunting, actually got himself back in the play with the deflection? Who's getting blamed for that one after the fact?
That actually might have been the best part coming out of it because it gave us another memeable offense. Because that was applied to the Dodgers and Yankees game yesterday, where you had Stevenson, off to the side and then opportunity knocks. Look, the Bears played a terrible game. Overall, that was not aesthetically pleasing, I don't think, on either side. Field goal kicking contest on the Washington side. But, you know, you were about ready to steal a game that you didn't have a business in. The Hail Mary lets him off the hook for the dopey decision to run the ball with an offensive lineman. Like, I might be the only guy still raising his hand asking questions about that nonsense. You know, the fact that the defense got the ball back and they were eventually able to score a touchdown to go ahead is, dumb luck, I think, more than anything. But, you know, the play before the Hail Mary that Eberflus has tried to dismiss, and I've had a lot of folks try to rationalize, like, no, because if you play defense there, the ball's got to go to the middle of the field, and then they have no time left because there's no timeouts, and they've got to get up to the line of scrimmage. So, like, what are we doing? It makes no sense. And you saw in their media availability, the beauty of 2024 is everybody's got their own sponsored TV spot or radio spot, is that you had no fewer than a half dozen players call Eberflus and Waldron at times to the carpet for the decisions that were being made. And to a man, they're like, yeah, coach addressed it. He'd like that we'd keep that in-house. But to a man, they were very much, hey, you know, this was unacceptable. Cole Kmet called out the entire practice week about, you know, lax attitude, et cetera, coming out of a bye. So, Arizona is no tough task to go out on the road to Glendale, so we'll see what happens.
All right, Mike, before we get to this week's plays, fantasy football, midway point of the season, biggest fantasy surprise, biggest fantasy disappointment?
Oh, wow. The disappointments usually line up a lot more, right?
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, it all is predicated on quarterback play, but, you know, most folks, if you go back to draft day, Tyreek Hill would have been top three player chosen in a draft. So, you know, when you're looking at a guy that I think in the guillotine leagues, I finally got defeated last week. Just nobody bothered to score a touchdown for me. In standard leagues, I mean, he's the 45th best wide receiver in the game. You look at in PPR leagues, he's right about the same. He's right there with Michael Pittman. We talk about Michael Pittman at all? No. He's only 3 points ahead of Jameson Williams. I'll let you all run your own jokes there.
Yeah.
So, you know, had it together. I think he's the guy that probably stands out most just based on draft position. Obviously, injuries, you got McCaffrey and those guys. Justin Herbert, quarterback number 23. I tried to warn folks that the run game would take over. Now, Herbert finally had a big game last week with a 24-point performance, but he's 23 among quarterbacks. Mahomes is QB number 21, so he's not far behind. And then, Dakota Prescott is number 19 with his one receiver operation that somehow, you know, CeeDee Lamb is now becoming like Gronk and Kelsey. Someone explain to me how this guy gets open. On the positive side, a guy that I stumped for before the season, even though his quarterback has not been good, is Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is right now amongst your leaders at the position, number 7 in PPR leagues in terms of scoring. So you got to feel pretty good about that. Jaden Reed, a big breakthrough as well. And as bad as things have been for the New York Football Giants, Malik Nabers missed 2 games and portions of others. He is number 12 at the wide receiver position.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. Real quick, Mike plays, sits for this week. Week 9, believe it or not.
Yeah, some of the usual suspects. I mean, Lamar's a top 5 guy, even if it is against a difficult Denver squad that's starting to come on a little bit. We get Daniels in there, you start salivating at what you might be able to get against the Giants. So, excitable there. Captain Kirk against the toothless Dallas squad, so they could beat it. And Bo Nix, sorry, I got to say it, on the other side of that game against your Ravens, because while it's still not a poetry in motion from a fantasy perspective, the way he runs the football as well, you're starting to see him creep in as a back-end QB1 week after week. For tonight, Aaron Rodgers sits on the bench, and we laugh as the Jets keep flowing. Likewise, C.J. Stroud against the Jets on the other side. I'm in a no-fly zone. Unless he's suddenly going to start running the football, because he doesn't get credit for handing it off to Joe Mixon. At the running back position, just a couple of guys really quickly. Bijan against Dallas, Kyren Williams against Seattle. You got Jonathan Taylor against Minnesota with Joe Flacco under center. How crazy is that to say? Joe Flacco is the guy to be the savior for the Indianapolis Colts. On the downside, Chase Brown against Las Vegas, Chuba Hubbard against New Orleans. Guys that would have been the RB2s. And then Tony Pollard going up against New England. I want no part of it. Wide receivers, really, 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 really fast. The aforementioned Neighbors against Washington. Give me Puka Nacua against Seattle. Give me Garrett Wilson tonight. 100 yards in 3 of his last 4 games. Even if Rodgers stinks, someone else is still accumulating some yards. And then DJ Moore against Arizona. Finally, the tight end position. And Njoku against the Chargers. That's the one place you can get him, is with the tight end. And then Cade Otton, who's a big part of that Tampa game, against KC. They don't bother to defend tight end. So there's your Monday night special.
There you go, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Mike, always great to talk to you. Have fun tonight. Enjoy the games. We'll catch up next Thursday.
Hey, happy Halloween. Can't wait to see what kind of outfit you had running around.
I'm wearing a diaper as we speak.
Well, there you have it.
Not for Halloween. It's just I'm just wearing one. All right, Mike Harmon. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Inside Access takes over too. And then Thursday night football, the Jets as favorites hosting Houston. You can hear it on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
This is Andrew Bogish with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. The Dodgers got limited credit, and rightfully so, for their World Series title in the COVID-shortened 2020 season, but there's no dismissing this win. Yes, their unlimited budget does help, but there were still obstacles to overcome. A gambling scandal, a decimated rotation, a 2-1 hold of the Padres, Shohei Ohtani's shoulder injury, and Dave Roberts got his team to the finish line. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Take the fan with you everywhere with the Odyssey app. Download it today.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea.
And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right, gentlemen. This is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable. And one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guard's RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
There's a reason potato chips don't come in a clear bag. It's only two-thirds full. The rest is air. It's like your 401k. You get two-thirds, Uncle Sam gets the rest. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial Advisors Group can help. Their tax mapping process can help forecast what your taxes will be in the future to potentially decrease your tax bill. Call for your complimentary retirement tax mapping report, 866-597-1040, or online at ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance licensed in Maryland.
It's feeling like fall outside. Hey, it's Vinny Serrato. You know I love the crab cakes, savory crab soups, and incredible specialty dishes at Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Be sure to stop by and pick up new frozen soups to go heat and eat slices. A convenient selection of your favorite bites. Perfect for fall nights. For more information, visit BoxHillRestaurant.com. That's BoxHillRestaurant.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED. And it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to Hims. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through Hims.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through Hims.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's great.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable. And one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guard's RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Seger going out the door. Total request Thursday. been asking you since about 11 o'clock to get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. Nolan's been counting the votes. So tomorrow around 10:15, what's going to be the ear candy for us and our listeners?
Well, I could be walking into a trap here. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go over. But Featured Artist tomorrow is Kenny Loggins.
Where the hell did that come from?
Someone voted for it.
So we got one vote?
Well, it's usually very rare that you get a repeat vote
if
people are spread across the music spectrum.
Yeah, because we go down a lot of different wells multiple times. But I believe Kenny Loggins, this is a first.
Well, that's not, he's got that going for him.
Well, he's got Loggins and Messina. I mean, there's a catalog of stuff. I mean, once we start jamming tomorrow, Nolan, all of it will start to sound familiar. Yeah. You might even start tapping your toe every now and again.
No, the hits are there. Music's in a lot of movies. I know that. Caddyshack, Top Gun, right? Yeah. So,
and before the NCAA tournament moved from NBC to CBS, his song "This Is It" was the theme song for March Madness.
Oh,
this is it. Make no mistakes, etc., etc., etc. Refreshing the interweb. Don't see an attendance report for the Ravens, but we're going to assume Lamar Jackson is practicing today after a rest day yesterday. Now, if he's not practicing today, then maybe the concern level starts to rise just a little bit. And if you want to dress like your Ravens game day, purple shirt, black pants, there you go.
It's the worst combo they have.
And I think Thursday night they're wearing the alternate helmet.
Yes. Saw those yesterday on the practice field.
So there you go. The color, well, I don't know if it's a color rush, but whatever it is, that'll be worn Thursday. So the Ravens, two games within, 4 days next week.
Quick turnaround.
Yes, it is. All right, Nolan, let's get to that fun house of yours.
Quick Draws Fun House. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Now, of course, we got our picks coming tomorrow, college and NFL, but a little bit earlier in the show, you mentioned, Bob, that you have a little bit of a lean towards Penn State against Ohio State. Well, Chris, resident Penn State fan checking in, says, Bob, what you're feeling is the power of the dark side. It seems like so long since Penn State beat Ohio State, but they've had better teams in that span, still lost the game anyway, plus they never perform well on the road. It will be in Happy Valley on Saturday.
And they're still underdogs. I guess Drew Aller's status will have a lot to do with it. Seems as though in these big games, Franklin and his staff get real conservative offensively. They can't score. Will Howard, if he's playing well, this could be a blowout in favor of Ohio State. But in their one loss, I mean, remember you had the clock management issues against Oregon a couple weeks back, and they barely beat Nebraska last week. Minnie Mahomes was throwing the ball all over the place. I'm just feeling Penn State. I don't know what it is. I got a feeling, man.
This texter talking about the Deontay Johnson trade says the benefit of the move is based solely on the value. DaCosta gets a 700-yard wide receiver by moving back around in the draft. If someone were to go down with an injury in the back half of the season, fans will be glad that Johnson is available to fill that role. Great insurance policy.
Yeah, and if he makes a play or two on a Sunday against Denver, everyone would be happy he's there. They still need to address defense. I have no problem with this acquisition per se, but it makes them better offensively, we guess, even though they're one of the best offenses in the league. Got to tighten up that D. Wednesday, if we're here and Eric DaCosta did not make a move, then I think people are going to be kind of blasting him a little bit, and rightfully so.
And one more here, this from Howard in Baltimore. He's looking back on the Browns loss, says the 4th-and-1, the 3rd-and-1 calls were totally unnecessary in that game. They took Lamar out of the play, which was absolutely stupid. When you have him in there or involved, it's always a dual threat. Why would you eliminate that and make it a single threat? This is the same type of coaching that costs them in the playoffs.
And not only did the play call suck, it got blown up. Henry wound up losing 2 yards. And I don't want to get into they should have kicked the field goal. I was for them going for it. Because my whole thought process all week long, Nolan, I'm saying on the air, Ravens were going to score on their first drive. They were going to stop them. They were going to score again. And then Cleveland was going to start packing it in. Instead, the Ravens got stopped. They kicked a field goal. And that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. Just ride Derrick Henry, man. What's the problemo here? But we just talked to Ryan McFadden. I mean, Vinny's not high on him, but he said that run defense doesn't get a lot of credit. We'll see how Derrick Henry matches up against that front seven of the Denver Broncos
here. Right, and that the Kolar play as well, the third and one.
Man, what the hell was that?
You don't even get a play off because it gets penalized.
And well, now he's trying to head bob, which has been banned for a bazillion years.
So, I don't know. And you hear Harbaugh talk about it afterwards, says, oh, I guess that's the rule. What do you mean, I guess that's the rule? It's the rules are the rules. You're an NFL coach. You should know the rules.
Like you can't call back-to-back timeouts. That rule?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he should know that too, shouldn't he? It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow with Featured Artist Friday. We're going to talk about the Denver Broncos and the Baltimore Ravens. We'll talk more about the last 24 hours in the world of sports and whatever else happens. Having some Orioles talk. We'll get into that too as the offseason has begun. And a busy, hopefully successful one for Mike Elias. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. Inside Access coming up next. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.